The United States Conference of Catholic Bishops begins its annual autumn meeting in Baltimore on Monday. The bishops of the country gather twice each year to discuss issues of national importance and to discuss how to best spread the message of the gospel. Don Clemmer, Assistant Director for Media Relations for the USCCB, gave Christopher Wells a preview of this year's gathering.
The bishops of the United States meet twice a year, and the Fall General Assembly every year in November takes place in Baltimore. And this is when the leadership of the Catholic Church in the United States gets together to collaborate and consult on national-level issues that affect the Church.
Could you tell us a little bit about what are the specific issues that they're going to be dealing with in the upcoming meeting?
Absolutely. The bishops will be discussing and voting on some documents, some statements that deal with both the internal life of the Church and issues out in the world. You have a document on preaching from our Clergy and Consecrated Life Committee. You have a document that's inviting Catholics back to the sacrament of penance. The bishops are encouraging Catholics to use Lent 2013 as an opportunity to make the sacrament a more regular part of their faith life and practice. And that would also be as part of the Year of Faith and the new evangelization of encouraging Catholics to strengthen the practice of the faith. In terms of the wider world, the bishops are voting on a document on poverty, unemployment, and the difficult economic times. And the gist of this document is basically to affirm the response that the Church has had over the last several years to the financial crisis, both through direct assistance for people who are suffering, but also advocacy on the policy level for policies that affect the poor and the jobless. And the bishops basically say these efforts should continue and that Catholics should form their consciences so that they're doing all they can, whoever they are, whatever their station in life, that they're using the resources available to them to put people at the center of the economy to ensure that economic policies and practices serve people and not the other way around.
So both kind of internal matters and also external matters for the Church. Can you tell us what kind of impact does this have on the lives of Catholics? When the bishops meet each year, as you said, twice a year, what will Catholics in the pews see as a result of these meetings?
Well, a great recent example, of course, would be the new English translation of the Mass, which was approved over the course of about a decade in terms of the bishops coming together at their general meetings, reviewing portions of the translation, and sending it back in some instances for revision, but meticulously and steadily working their way through that process. The Committee on Divine Worship has a couple of items on the agenda this week, none so sweeping as a new translation of the Mass. They're voting on the optional memorial of Blessed Francis Xavier Silos and an amended edition of the English translation of the Liturgy of the Hours. Nothing quite so dramatic as a whole new translation.
One of the big issues that we saw coming out of the USCCB over the course of the past year was religious liberty. Will this be coming up, do you expect, at the meeting?
There aren't any official action items dealing with the bishop's work in religious liberty. It's pretty widely expected that this will be touched on, whether in Cardinal Dolan, the USCCB president's presidential address, in the remarks by the nuncio, or just in the general discussion as the bishops look ahead, as the bishops look ahead and consider their policy and principled concerns in terms of life in the United States. As Cardinal Dolan said at the Al Smith dinner, you can expect perennial advocacy from the bishops on the uns among us, the unborn, the uninsured, the unemployed, the undocumented. These concerns are always there for the bishops.
And finally, kind of returning to the impact that it's going to have on the people in the pews, what message do the bishops want to send to people? How do they want to? How do these meetings engage the people from the bishops' point of view? Where are they looking to let people know with this meeting that's coming up?
With this meeting, I think it really is about the Year of Faith. You have, again, the confession action item and other agenda items that are tied into helping Catholics celebrate the Year of Faith, helping them strengthen their religious practice in such a way that they have that personal encounter with Christ that Pope Benedict has spoken of as being central to the new evangelization. So I think you'll see a real push toward that. The bishops will be voting on their priority plan for the next several years, and that is built around the Year of Faith and the new evangelization. That would probably be a central message of this particular General Assembly.
And I am going to ask you one last question. Do you think that that in the aftermath of an election year, where obviously the bishops are called upon to speak more on external issues, do you think in the coming year we'll see more of a focus kind of within the church, or do you think there will be much change from the big public policy issues that we saw over the last 12 months or so?
One of the great things about the church is that it's a both and entity, that our values and our priorities are not mutually exclusive, that we can walk and chew gum. And you'll see the continued outward-looking concern, whether that's the economy, whether that's marriage, whether that's religious liberty, whether that's immigration. But you'll also see the ongoing concern for a real strengthening and a kind of a rebirth of a sense of faith and the personal encounter with Christ in the spiritual lives of Catholics everywhere.
Is there anything else you'd like to add to share with our listeners as they go into this coming week with the bishops' meeting?
One thing that might be an exciting item on the agenda is that the U.S. bishops who participated in the recent Synod of Bishops on the new evangelization in Rome will be reporting back to the bishops and, by extension, the entire U.S. Church about their experience of that. So we'll be hearing, of course, from Cardinals Dolan and Wuerl, from Archbishop Gomez in Los Angeles, Archbishop Garcia Sear in San Antonio, Bishop Acanis in Tucson. We certainly heard the reports out of Rome as the Synod was unfolding, but this will be a chance for everyone to hear just what was discussed between the bishops and the Pope, and just what the bishops learned in terms of moving forward during this Year of Faith, pursuing the new evangelization, which is such a central priority for Pope Benedict.